The state's budget problem is shrinking, but it may not be enough to resolve differences between the Senate and the House. Higher oil prices have cut the projected gap between what the state government spends and what it raises. Senate Finance Committee co-chair Anna McKinnon says the state has time to close its budget gap if it passes Senate Bill 26 this year. The measure draws money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government and limits permanent fund dividends.
It is short-sighted to be thinking about an income tax at this point in time.
The Senate's bill would leave a gap of roughly $400 million in 9 years, according to a forecasting model used by the nonpartisan Legislative Finance Division. The gap is about $200 million less than it was projected to be before state officials updated their forecast last week. The Senate majority proposes to close the rest of the gap by cutting spending, while the House majority would rather reintroduce an income tax and raise oil and gas taxes. The original version of SB 26 sets permanent fund dividends at $1,000. The House version would set dividends $250 higher. House Finance Committee co-chair Paul Seaton says that even with the improved forecast, the legislature must pass an income tax to have a balanced budget in the long term. He says not doing so would leave the state with capital budgets that are too low, and it would leave residents with PFDs that are also unnecessarily low.
If you don't have an adequate capital budget and you're limiting the dividend to the lowest amount that anybody has proposed, then you're not getting much input into the economy to bring us out of recession.
The House Finance Committee plans to compare the House and Senate plans next week, while the Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to discuss a bill to revise oil and gas tax credits. The legislature is 12 days past the scheduled end to session. The session has 19 days left before it must end under the state constitution.